1996 End Stones and Buzzing presents session number 241, Sister Fonda Alamode, the Ultimate Relief Society President, by Laurie Johnson.
If I can have your attention, we'd like to begin this session. It's a special honor to introduce a woman who's been a powerful influence in my life. I've heard her tapes, I've listened to other people quote her, and earlier today I was talking to others about this special woman and the awe in which all of us hold her. She's a spiritual giantess and a true leader in an appropriate feminine way. She has a new book out from Signature Book that will be available in time for Christmas, entitled Special Living Lessons for Relief Society Sisters. Available from Signature Book. I have much more to say about how honored we are to be in the presence of this Relief Society president and the incredible opportunity we have to hear from her this afternoon. But I'm beginning to get emotional, and there's no Kleenex up here. So, Sister Fonda Alamode.
Sisters, I would just like to welcome each and every one of you to Relief Society today. And I want you to know that you are all most welcome here. And I notice that we do have some brethren who have come on to visit with us today. And we are nice to have you here as well. Here at the Parley P. Pratt Park, South 4th Ward, we always welcome visitors of any stripe. And if there is anyone in which I have not introduced, please do not be offended, for it was not intended unto be taken in that way. But please do remember that by coming unto church, you truly do avoid the appearance of evil. And I'm just excited that everyone, even though it's so busy and so hard sometimes, and to get all ready and race out of the house, that you have all girdled up your loins for church today. And I appreciate all of the sweet and special spirits with which you are possessed. Now, at this time, I have been asked to excuse Sister DeFrock. And as you may recall, Sister DeFrock does have a special new calling, and that's why she has been excused. And she is now working with the Stronger Than Members Committee. And so she just gets to go out and visit with lots and lots of other little branches and other wards and other special secret little meetings. And I would remind those of you who have not been in the ward as long that there is no need unto fellowship, Sister DeFrock, because she is not that kind of investigator. Okay? This is just water in which I have. Now, before I do continue, I have been asked to just take of a little oath. I do solemnly vow that the talk in which I am going to give today is my own original material. Anyway, for those among you who are here visiting, I think that you will find that the Parley P. Pratt Park, South 4th Ward, is a welcoming, welcoming community. And in case Sister DeFrock is here and we just don't recognize her, I will just remind all of you that we pose no threats unto the church. For among us here, there are no feminites. And although I myself am perusing an associate's degree in secretarial science as a corresponding student through the BYU in Salt Lake, I don't think anyone would call me an intellectualist. And as for any other particular threats unto the church, Well, need I just say that we're all married. Oh, of course, except for Sister Butcher. And her roommate. And we'd just like you to extend our love unto Sister Dykstra. And do please let her know that we would all love unto see her come out. Okay? No, in fact, here at the Parley P. Pratt Park, South 4th Ward, we are very proud of our very effeminate women and our very emasculate men. And as we think about welcoming visitors among our midst, think if there is someone in which you have had a special contact that perhaps you have not been in touch with, and perhaps you should return and offer them the backhand of fellowship. One more time. Here in this ward, we are a place of great diversity, and we always welcome people from other cultures because we love to work side by side with them so that we may come to love and appreciate their backward, childish ways. This ward is a place of honest exhibitionism. It is a place of open inquisition where our minds can be grown and our spirits are all tenderly neutered. And I think it's important for us all to remember that it is what we portray to the world is very important as missionary work. And we can be like a garden of flowers ever blooming, or we can be like unto weeds, spreading seeds of dissent and destruction. And as the world looks upon the church, we do not want it unto see our weeds. We want it unto see our bloomers. Now, today's lesson will be given by Sister Cremora Cafe, and it's special living lesson number 23, Womanhood, the greatest calling given unto mankind. Now, Sister Cafe is not quite here yet, and I do know that she was up very, very late in preparing the lesson in which she will give today. And at this time, I would just call your attention and to all the lovely tablecloths and the plants and the lovely hue in which she has painted the room and to coordinate with her lesson. And please just do let her know that we appreciate her thinking of making the room so picturesque for all of us. I will go ahead and continue since Sister Cafe is not quite here. And I would like to share a thought from Especially for Mormons, Volume 19. And this is a special thought on chastity. We must all teach our young daughters that premarital intimacy outside of the bondage of holy matrimony is filthy, degrading, and disgusting. And it should be saved for the one in which you love the very most. And now I will just go ahead and recite of our special womanly values, for it is not just the young women who have the special values in which they live, but the old women do as well. Just a moment. Oh, dear. I hope I have not lost my values this week. Okay. Here we go. Our special womanly values, and you can recite with me if you care to. Number one, diligent exfoliation. Number two, eternal fragrance. And number three, the shunning of moisture in all of its forms. And as we think of these values, we do encourage all of you sisters, do always be feminine in all that you do do. Now, I have been asked to extend a word of thanks unto those sisters who did come out and help with the welfare project in canning of the zucchini pineapple. And we have received word back that it is most delicious and safe for human conception. And now I will share with you, since Sister Cafe is not quite here yet, I will just go ahead and share with you who are visiting teachers. Now, if you're not a visiting teacher, you don't need to pay attention, but you do need to still be reverent, okay? The visiting teaching lesson this month is kind of a sad and kind of a hard one. And it's on overcoming depression. And perhaps you have not thought of this before, yet even the most faithful woman who is up in the wee hours of the morning and labors all throughout the day with her children and doing her genealogy and keeping the home clean and being an appropriate wife for her husband, even this kind of sister could occasionally be touched by depression. And so we just have a little bag of candies at the back of the room. Now, this is just for the visiting teachers. If you are not a visiting teacher, please do not take of the candy. But for those visiting teachers, just take of the candies, and we ask you to make a little card for each sister and affix the candy upon the card. And just write the little message, be a Tootsie, roll with the punches. And we just feel that this will help to lift the very terrible message that we have been asked to deliver. Now, I will go ahead and share with you our homemaking messages so that you can all be prepared for a homemaking meeting this week. We are going to have Sister Darla DeLay, and she asked those of you who have precipitated in the Dip and Drape t-shirts, if you could just come back and try it just this fifth time. She thinks she's got the technique down. So if you'd just give her that one more chance, we sure would appreciate that. Also, we have a cooking demonstration, and Sister Bambi Delight will be doing 6 sumptuous surprises with food storage staples. And those of you who enjoyed her last cooking demonstration will appreciate this follow-up to palate pleasers with powdered eggs. So, also, for those of you who are like-minded, there is a discussion group, a continuation of our book group, and it's called I'll Stop Being Codependent If It Will Make You Happy. Now, I know that many of you have asked about the scripture covers in which Sister DeBrie has been carrying about. And if you would like to make of the scripture covers, all you need to do is bring a 12-inch square of felt in your choice of hue and 25 yards of eyelet lace. Now, we have some younger and more metaphysical types of young women who have expressed their concerns over Relief Society, and they say we are the Relief Society, and our purpose is unto bring relief unto the poor and troubled peoples of the world, and yet we do all of this handicraft. And in an effort to appease these sisters and keep them in church, we have a special activity, and we will be toll-paying greeting cards for the people of Bosnia. And for our sisters who are less active, less physically active, otherwise, why would, never mind. We have a new exercise program, and this is somewhat similar to the step aerobics, but except, of course, we call ours pedestal aerobics. And for those of you in which would like to participate in this, you will just need to bring 2 quart jars of canned fruit for weights and an 8 to 10 inch pedestal. And you can just get that from your husband, can't you?
I think this should really be exciting. Step down, step down. Stop. Okay. And now, as we are speaking of our tabernacles of the flesh, I would remind you that we are continuing to gather in recipes for the Parley P. Pratt Park South 4th Ward Relief Society cookbook. And this is our potatoes and pastries cookbook. And I have tried many of the recipes in which you have contributed. And there are many in which I will be happy to leave with my posterior. So, please do continue to bring those in. Now, one special lesson in which we will be having, especially for parents, and we've asked Sister Dixie Decree, who is a Little League coach and mother of 12, to come and teach us her new parenting workshop. And this parenting workshop is called Hang Your Head and Learn. And it's the new shame-based parenting program in which has been developed by church and military leaders. And I am happy to announce that this program has been so successful that Sister Decree is now working on an obedience program for pets in which is called Bad Dog. Now, sisters, we do have a sign-up sheet in which is being passed about. And do please be sure to sign the sign-up sheet if you do wish to participate with these programs in homemaking. Because there has been some problem with beloved yet unwelcome sisters crashing in on homemaking meetings, causing us running short of materials. And so, please, if you wish to be there, please do sign up on the sign-up sheet as it comes around, okay? And also put your name on the roll so that we will know that you are here in the afterlife. Now, since Sister Cafe is not quite here yet, I will just go ahead, if no one will be offended, and just continue because we have of so many announcements this time. I was hoping that she would return so that I would not have to give this announcement. And if there are any husbands or fathers in the room, could you just please maybe plug your ears and hum a little hymn for a moment? Because this message is just for mothers and their 10 to 13-year-old daughters. We have a special program in which will be presented on Tuesday night, and it's just a very special feminine program for these young girls and the very special feminine things in which are happening to their changing bodies, and it's just very private, special, feminine thing, and it would not be appropriate to discuss it with husbands and fathers, but we do wish to help these girls as they become young women, and so just bring your daughters on Tuesday night, and don't say too much about it. It's just, if anyone asks, it's just a special lesson. It's just very private and feminine, and it's just for mothers and daughters, period. Oh, no, no. Don't say that. Just don't say anything at all. I am sorry. I hope you are not offended. This is just a lesson in which will help these young women to feel excruciatingly comfortable with their changing bodies so that they can know that these changes are perfectly normal, that they are natural and wonderful. And each of these girls will be given a very special, delicate little kit so that no one will ever, ever know about these special changes in which have occurred. There, that's over. Okay, I can go on and give our weekly warning from the brethren. And this week I have been asked to give a little tip, a little instruction on our funerals. And it is important to remember that funerals are a very sad and horrible time. And it is not appropriate, as someone's last wish, to do something in which would not be meet
for those survivors. And so as we prepare the luncheons for the families, we should remember that to keep the food delicious yet somber and not too inviting. And I don't know about you, but I personally am so grateful unto Elder Packer because he thinks about the tiny little details in everyday life in which no one else would even care about. And I do appreciate that so much. Water. I'm taking a new medication and it makes my mouth a little dry. Okay. Have you tried placebo? Really working for me. Now, speaking of homemaking, there was a question in which was asked, and we did go unto the brethren, because if you'll remember, Sister DeColette, who is a nurse, had offered unto instruct those of us in the Relief Society on how to examine, just for health purposes only, our chests. And the brethren have finally come back with an answer, and they said that it will be fine for us to do this as long as it is for our health, and we do not do it on Sunday, and it is not pleasant. So. So we will go ahead and schedule that. And since Sister Cafe is not here yet, I think it is a good time in which we can introduce a new feature in which we will be having in Relief Society from time to time. And many of you remember the Ensign feature, I Have a Question. And it is somewhat similar unto that, except we call it, Why Do You Ask? And the question in which was submerged by one of the sisters was as follows. If I should accidentally put my garments on inside out, will I suck harm unto myself? And the answer is, as always, ask your husband and follow his counsel. And now, are we running short of time, sister? Okay. I do want to have time to include all those things in which are important. One thing in which I did want to share with you at this time, some of you who know my family well know that my daughter Crystal has just turned 19. Oh, no. And I have asked her unto come up and just take up a moment unto bear her testimony unto you, because she will be coming unto Relief Society. So come on, Crystal. Let's just let Crystal come up. Welcome her, Crystal. Well, my mom made me come and talk to you about turning 19, so now I get to come to Relief Society. And frankly, it's not much of a relief, okay? I mean, I think it's pretty weird to be coming to a Sunday school class with my mom and her friends. Me and Cherie call it midlife MIA. Whatever, we do. Well, I don't really relate to Relief Society, but I did really like seminary my junior year because Brother Kramer was really bitchin', and he didn't care if you were late or anything. But I don't know, I think there's some really weird rules in seminary, like they don't have any women seminary teachers, have you ever noticed? I mean, I think there's some rule that you have to be like old or widowed or childless or a lesbian or something, I'm not sure. Well, they do. It totally sucks. Look, the truth shall make you free, okay? So just deal with it. Anyway, I don't know. I think that when you get into Relief Society,
you know, they ought to give you something special. I mean, the boys get extra privileges, but they don't do anything. I mean, you can bake all the bread in the world, but you still can't pass it to anyone. I'm sorry, but I think it totally bites. Okay, I'm supposed to talk about nice things now. I don't know. I guess I'll get used to mutual for the matronly, but I don't know. I kind of am going to miss some things about young women. Not much really, but except for camping was pretty fun. I really liked camp this year. They had some really stupid, dorky rules. Like, they wouldn't let us go on this hike that all the boys went on because, like, they were afraid we were too delicate or we might be menstruating or something. Well, I'm sorry, Mother. Take a Valium. I really liked doing skits, and testimony was really awesome, but I don't know. They had rules like you couldn't bring cards. You couldn't even play cards. I mean, I thought they probably thought we were going to play, like, strip poker and go running through the woods naked, menstruating. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm supposed to bear my testimony. I don't know. I basically think church is dumb, but I know it's true. Okay? Thank you, Crystal!
Feel that it is important and to bury my testimony unto you at this time. When I am sitting on a great weight and I do not know where to turn, sometimes it helps if I listen unto special inspirational music. And I discovered a song in which speaks about the prosecution that every Mormon must face in dealing with the world. And I think, as we think of the woman in which was being prosecuted by the people in biblical times, we can think about how this applies unto us. And I would just like to take a brief moment and share it with you. They will stone you when you are trying to be so good. They will stone you just like they said they would. They will stone you when you are trying unto go home. They will stone you when you live all alone. Well, ye need not feel so all alone. For everybody must get stoned. I bury my testimony. I would like unto tell you that there are just a pavilion things in which I am grateful for. And as I was lying in the bed next to the priesthood last night, I am grateful for my husband, and I know that he is true. And I am deeply, deeply grateful for the endowment in which he has received. I am grateful for our great political leaders at this time. And I am grateful for Sister Enid Green. Because I think she has helped many of us to become more accepting of those who are divorced through no fault of their own. I am grateful for Brother Orrin Hatch and for the great efforts in which he has gone and to protect us from the evils of the equal access laws. We have many concerns here in Zion about the youth in school. We need to be concerned about the clubs in which they do associate, and we need to be vigilant so our youth do not receive unauthorized support. And I feel that our schools should do as they did in my day and offer healthy activities such as art, drama, and ladies' softball. Now, there are those who would bring youth unto their very bizarre lifestyle. And I think that we should all encourage our children to bring all of their friends, each and every one, unto seminary so that they can learn about the evils of recruitment. Now, unless you see me in a wrong way, I want you to know that my consciousness has been erased and my mind has opened up and I have all kinds of new ideas falling in. And I have had certain feelings, but I have made a 360-degree turn in the way I have felt. And I believe that we should be accepting unto those who are different in certain ways, of course, with limits. Now, I have a nephew who, may I say, is very artistic. And he has temporarily left beauty college so that he can go on a mission unto the Isle of Man. And I have great faith that just being away from women for a couple of years will help him to really miss them and value their qualities. And I do think that we will see a different elder man love upon his return. Now, if there are parents here who do have some of these concerns, all I can say is it's just important and to start at the beginning so that your children will have an approved gender. And I think it's very important and to start out with knowing who we are. And we should give our girls very effeminate names such as Lene, LaDawn, Lynette. And give our boys very masculine names such as Levere, Lavoie, and LeGrand. But the most important thing is that we all stay close in the gospel without touching, of course. And recognize as we look at our sisters, our Relief Society sisters everywhere, although we may look different on the exterior, on the inferior, we are all the same. Now, sisters, I want to tell you how important the Relief Society has been unto me. I feel that the Relief Society is the underpinning of the church. And we are all connected by a kind of a underwire that crosses our hearts, and whenever my spirits are sagging, it is you who uplift and separate me from my doubts. And when I am having a flat day, you do offer of your support, and you keep abreast of my needs. And there are many in the world who would hoot and holler and who would knock us for what we believe. And you do help me unto handle all of the hooters and knockers in the world. You implant in me a firm resolve unto augment the lives of others. And I would just be amiss if I did not say, sisters, my cup is truly full. Thank you very much.
I know we've all been spiritually fed this afternoon, and we'd like to thank Sister Fonda Alamode for her special guidance and leadership to try to make us better people. I know you'll share my excitement to have been honored to be in her presence. Thank you for coming.